The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
From big banks to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Wall Street and business lobbying groups are teaming up to fight the Obama administration's new rules for U.S. brokers managing retirement accounts, saying the new regulations include a, quote, deliberately unworkable fiduciary standard. Joining us now to talk about this story, which just continues to develop day after day, is Jacqueline Willey. She is legal editor for Bloomberg BNA. Now they are filing a lawsuit Wednesday, this amalgam of groups led by the Chamber of Commerce. They're filing a lawsuit in Dallas Federal Court as of yesterday. And, of course, the suit is being lodged against the Department of Labor Secretary, the Department of Labor and its Secretary, Tom Perez. How aggressive is this step and what is driving it?
Well, the lawsuit is, it's got a lot of groups behind it, and I think that what they're upset about is the strict standards that this new fiduciary rule imposes on financial advisors. The department's trying to eliminate what it considers to be conflicted investment advice, basically where the person giving you advice on how to invest your retirement savings is steering you toward funds that are going to provide him with a kickback or a commission. And the rule is pretty broad. It's over 1,000 pages, and its detractors do think it's very aggressive. The lawsuit challenges the rule on several fronts, the way it was passed, the department's process, and the department's authority for regulating in this space. They're also bringing a First Amendment claim, which I think is pretty interesting, arguing that the rule places so many restrictions on the way financial advisors can communicate with their clients that it's a violation of free speech.
So what is the Labor Department? How will they respond?
Well, I think the very first fight might be about where they hear the case. The lawsuit was filed in a federal court in Dallas. I think a lot of people were expecting to see it in Washington, D.C. So it's going to come down to whether or not the department thinks it should be moved to Washington, D.C. and what the judge thinks about that. I suspect that the plaintiffs filing suit, the financial services industry groups, think that the precedent in the Fifth Circuit is going to be a little more favorable to them. So we'll see how that shakes out. But the first fight is likely to be about where the case is going to be heard.
What would you say the likely outcome of this is?
Well, It's pretty interesting. A lot of the claims in the lawsuit are pretty rare. You don't see them every day. I think that the First Amendment claim is probably a bit of a wild pitch. I don't know if that's going to go anywhere, but a lot of the other claims in the lawsuit seem pretty reasonable. If you read the complaint, they really raise a lot of persuasive arguments about the way the department passed this regulation, about, you know, whether or not the department had the authority. You know, they seem to think that it should be the SEC regulating in this space rather than the Department of Labor. On the other hand, the Labor Department has been really vocal in defending the process that it employed in the hearings it had in the notice and comment period. So I'm not really sure what a federal judge is going to make of all that. There's good arguments on both sides, of course.
Well, and that's going to keep you very busy, Jack. And thank you so much for joining us today.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.